Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 13th of September 2009 and the time is 7:10 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name is Christine Brathwaite, I'm 30 years old and I'm from West Ham.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
And can I ask, first of all, why did you decide that you wanted to take part in One Another?
Well, I think I'm quite interested in Gormley's work, and I went to see The Angel of the North, and then I went to see the Crosby Beach installation, and also I'm quite interested in art, and it just sounded really different, and I thought I'd like to take part in that.
Mm-hmm. And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you then decide how to spend your hour on it?
Well, I was completely shocked that I actually got picked, and so I was like, I couldn't remember my original idea, what I wanted to do. But then I thought, well, you know, I'd do some yoga, or I'd go naked, something like that. And because of the weather, I thought I'd go for the yoga.
And how are you feeling about going up there now that you're actually here?
I was more nervous before, which is quite surprising. I'm quite excited now to be up there.
And why did you decide yoga?
Oh, it's because I've just got into it. And so it's something that I'm doing, you know, a lot at the moment. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how come you've just started doing yoga?
Well, to get fit, really. I think, you know, when you get older, you sort of forget. You don't run around as much as you do when you're little and you're not as active and you start piling on the pounds and you think, I've got to do something about this. So it's just a matter of, you know, getting fit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of experience are you hoping to get out of taking part in One Another overall, do you think, and standing on the fourth plinth?
I think it's really just been part of a major art project, really, that, you know, it's nice to do something that's a little bit different in life, and I think that's mainly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you often try to do things that are a little bit different?
I try, but I don't always succeed.
Okay, so can I ask you to say a little bit about you? First of all, maybe where you come from and talk a bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so originally I'm from Leeds. I've only just been in London for 3 months now, 4 months. I'm a teacher, and I used to teach kids that had been expelled from school in Leeds, in Bradford.
Mm-hmm. And what brings you to London?
It's the same job. I'm still teaching basic English and basic skills, but it's working for Transport for London. And I've actually got quite a weird interest in the London Underground, so I thought, oh, that sounds quite interesting to work for the London Underground and work with them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how are you enjoying it so far?
It's really different from Leeds, I think. London's a quite fast-paced city. Well, obviously it's a capital, isn't it? And the job's quite different in the fact that I'm working with kids, with adults, and adults that want to learn rather than being forced into the classroom. So it's a more positive experience. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask you to say a little bit about your kind of route into teaching?
I took part in a LSC traineeship. They needed more basic skills teachers. So I did a year-long traineeship with them, I trained in maths, but I also taught English as well. Following from that, I went to teach in Japan, teach little children, and then I taught the crew on a cruise ship as well.
And why did you go into teaching?
Because there'd always be a job available. There was always going to be jobs in teaching, so I thought it's quite a secure career to go into.
Yeah. And what did you sort of, did you say you trained in maths?
Before? Yeah, trained in numeracy, basic maths, yeah. But I worked in an FE college and I probably taught 50% maths and 50% English as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you do before you became a teacher?
Oh, I was an administrator. When I left university, I did sociology at university, and you can't really do anything with that apart from, well, either to go into academics or teach it. So I went into admin for maybe 2 years before I went into teaching.
Mm-hmm. And what are your passions in life?
I like anything that's creative. I do love the theatre. I like art and film as well, like a lot of film.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask you to say a little bit about your ambitions in life?
Ambitions. Well, I'd like to maybe my career to take a more creative turn. I'm not sure what I'd like to do, but something where I am creating, not art necessarily, but something in that vein. That's what I'd like to go into.
And can I ask you about your life at the moment? What's kind of, what's important for you now?
I think at the moment, it's just a matter of finding what to do after this. I mean, London's not, for example, would like to have children, and London's not a place where I would bring up children. I'd like to bring them up by the sea or something like that. So I'd like to sort of get an idea of what I'm going to go on to do next. And that's what's sort of important, sort of finding that direction, the next step, the next, route.
What do your family and friends think about you coming here today, doing this?
I think it's very exciting. My friends, it's weird, most of my family are on holiday at the moment, so they couldn't be here to watch me, but my friends said they're coming down later on to distract me. So actually, they're very pleased that I got the place as well.
Have you got any hobbies?
Apart from the yoga and the art, so it's yoga and art mainly.
What kind of art do you like?
Well, it's very much dedicated to the London Underground. I'm interested in the design, the roundel sign and the lap sign, so I do create art based on that.
What do you do?
It's just really interpretations of the roundel. For example, what I'm working on at the moment is a big disco ball, and I'm just making it look like the London Underground sign.
And is that a commission that you've got?
No, that's just for fun.
And can I ask you a bit about your upbringing?
Yeah, I was actually born in Sussex. My mum's from Singapore, my dad's from Barbados. They came over to England to be nurses and met in Brighton. So I spent 2 years in Sussex, and then we moved up to Yorkshire and in a small village, well, town called Keighley. I grew up there. And then at 13, I moved to Leeds.
Yeah. And is there anything else that you would like to add to sort of describe yourself, perhaps? Can I ask you to describe yourself?
Probably a little bit odd, hope in a good way. I like to think I'm quite liberal and probably fairly quiet, but I'm quite interested in the eccentric things in life, I think.
Like what?
I don't think my obsession with London Underground's very mainstream. Actually, there's probably a bit more people that are interested in that. But I'm quite interested in like Turkish baths and things that are not particularly practiced widely anymore.
What interests you about them?
Sorry?
What interests you about them?
I think it's just the from how it used to be very much part of society, like a ritual, and probably more to do with the fact that people didn't have personal bathing facilities and whatnot. And now it's, virtually died out, but it's still a very enjoyable practice. So I think it's quite interesting how, just watching how times change according to how technology advances. It's probably a little bit of the history involved as well.
And having studied sociology, is there a particular area of sociology that you're passionate about?
The social construction was the main area that really interested me when I was studying, and it's just how what we create is just more or less the majority of people in society subscribing to it, and how the processes can be different if enough people believe in it, and unfortunately we don't always believe in what's best for everyone, but that's just the way things are.
And do you think you'll ever go back into sociology in any way?
Yeah, could get the time and motivation and money to do a master's in research. It's something that I would like to go into. And having worked in education, I would like to do social policy and educational policy as well in the future.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention to sort of paint a picture of you in a way?
No, not that I can think of at the moment, no.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.